Zeich nishmas Avimor Yaakov ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zeich nishmas Daniel Sheinavaz Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabosai, good morning. How's everybody?
Good morning.
Okay. Today we're starting Chazara. And the way we do, I have these Chazara questions. And we'll go through each of them. And then you can take notes. And then, but the main point is you should look back in the packet and look at inside, so you'll really, and after every question, if you have the paper in front of you, after every question, I write the packet number. I write where the makoros are and the packet number that is referenced for this particular thing. So, and you know, and we go slowly, we make sure we understand everything, and then when we finish, we'll continue on. Okay? So so let us begin. Ten kushis ha-gemar v'nogeil ha-divrei ha-mishnah v'erev sochem samuch ha-minchol v'yochol ha-shetechshav. So, right? So the Gemara says, oh, that so erev sochem samuch ha-minchol v'yochol adam ha-shetechshav. So, so the Gemara says that on Erev Pesachim, Arvei Pesachim, Samach L'Mincha, we normally understand to mean Mincha Katana. So if the day, we stand the day from 6 to 6 is from 3:30 to 6 is Mincha Katana. So Samach L'Mincha means a half an hour before that. So by 3 o'clock, you shouldn't eat. Let's assume it means a meal until the night. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, "My year, Yarvi Pesachim, even Arvi Shabbos is Yom Tovim. You're not allowed to." Right. So the Gemara says. Because the Gemara says that you're not allowed to eat mina mincha lamala. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the simple shot, if you write, Mishnah says samach l'mincha, this is mina mincha lamala. That could have been the simple answer. So the Gemara says, so why are you pointing out Arvei Pesachim? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna Lotzricha El Rav Yosi." The Amar Ochav Holach Ad Shetechsha. So maybe one answer is if you hold like Rav Yosi, that he holds you could eat Ad Shetechsha. So maybe that's only an Erev Shabbos, but Erev Pesachim is. So there was the Mishnah is Dafka according to Rav Yosi, but according to Rav Yehuda in Ochanami, you don't need the Mishnah because it's every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that an Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you could eat till Shkia, you could have a meal. So the Chiddush is Erev Pesach is different. That's one teretz. The second teretz is the second teretz is is that Fiul Tamer Rabbi Yehuda Hasan Bar Rishon Basas Ben Amichol Amal Udasa. In other words, second Teretz says that you can fit the Mishnah even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because on Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach, it's Dafka Ben Amichol Amal. It's only from 3:30 and on is the Issa. And then Erev Arvei Pesachim, it's even more chomer. It's Sabach L'mincha. So these are the two. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. My ear via Arvei Pesachim. That's question number one. And question number two is the two terutzim. Question number three. Ten biyar tosis v'gel divrei ha. It's a misprint here. Tain biyar tosis v'gel divrei ha Gemara. Arvei Pesachim samuach l'mincha v'achat techshach. So Tosa says, what is it referring to that you can't eat? Matzah, for sure you can't eat an Erev Pesach, because you can't eat the whole Erev Pesach. So, and if it's turning mine tagima, like little snacks, so that's taki is mutter. So it's talking about matzah shira. So matzah shira is mutter to eat on Erev Pesach, but still you should eat it min mincha l'mala, samach l'mincha. Because there was snacking, you could snack the whole day. It's only a meal, but a meal, what's shaykh a meal? You're not allowed to eat matzah. Meal usually means bread. So it says, yeah, but matzah shira is mutter, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam, he would eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach, but samach l'mincha he wouldn't eat anymore. Yeah. So that is the story of. You know, that's the machlokas, the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. In other words, if you're the Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shira even on Erev Pesach, because the Ashkenazim, the Gemara says, mei peiros ein machmitzim, right? So matzah shira means it's made with mei peiros. So if you hold mei peiros ein machmitzim, means it can't become chametz, so that's the Sephardim. They eat matzah shira the whole Pesach, because it doesn't become chametz. Right? What we call today egg matzah. Right? But the Ashkenazim follow the sheet of Rashi that says, mei peiros ein machmitzim means it can't become chametz gomer. But it still can become still can become chametz nuksha. Still should become chametz nuksha, and so means chametz nuksha means it's the process of chimetz began but not fully. So that's why the Ashkenazim are choishesh that if you can become chametz nuksha, so therefore we don't eat. And chametz nuksha become chametz very quickly. So it's very hard to control. So therefore, we don't get involved in May prayers. The Sephardim hold May prayers ain't machmitzim at all. So then they eat the whole Pesach. They just make sure that, you know, every matzah has to be able to become chametz, and we still eat matzah. So why can't we eat? So if you hold May prayers ain't machmitzim klal, so then go ahead, eat egg matzah the whole Pesach like the Sephardim. But if you hold a May prayers ain't machmitzim means ain't machmitzim. Chametz Gomer still can become Chametz Nuksha, so it still can become Chametz Nuksha, so then you have to be very afraid. Yeah. Okay, so that's the. So that's how Tosis explains what you can't eat. You can't eat matzah shira. Because the idea of not eating on Erev Pesach is eating a meal. But there's not too much to eat in terms of a meal because you can't eat chametz and you can't eat matzah. So that's as it says, it means matzah shir. Then question number four, Tein divrei Rambam benogel achila be'erev Shabbos. So the Rambam says, that you're not allowed, so that in Perek, the 30th, Perek Shloshim, Mishnah Dalet, the Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, also look both Udo Mishnah Be'erv Shabbos, they cover the Shabbos. So the way some of the Nosei Kehim learned, the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam is saying various things. The first thing the Rambam is saying is that you can't eat the whole day. You can't eat the whole day. What can't you eat the whole day? Suda she'ena regila. That is, you want to get up Friday morning, you daven, you eat breakfast, fine. But you want to make a whole banquet, you know, like sometimes in camp, the last day of camp, they make a whole banquet, right? So, say the camp is going to end on Sunday, and want to do it Friday, and make a whole banquet. So that's right. To make a fancy banquet, it's not something you would normally eat on a regular day. So something special, and there's no need. In other words, if there's a bris, like my son, he was born, Chol Hamoed Sukkos, his bris was Erev Shabbos Brachos. His bris was on a Friday. My son's bris was on a Friday. Shmuel Pinchas, bris on a Friday. So we had a nice bris, but there, it was because that's when it fell out. So, but if it's something that doesn't fall out specifically today, then you're not allowed to just go ahead and make it. And make something special, even
because it's supposed to go into Shabbos Mitzvah for a different
reason. Yeah, we're going to see the different reasons. Either it's going to detract from the covered Shabbos, or it's going to, you know, things like that. But it's so even from the morning, you're not allowed to have a suda she'ena regila ba. That's why that's based on the Gemara Gittin and Lamechesam base, that there were two mishpachos in Yerushalayim, that and one of them was Kovei Suda on Erev Shabbos, and another one was Kovei Suda on Shabbos during the time that the Rav was giving Shir, and people didn't go to the Shir, and they were both destroyed. So that's what I told you once. We had a whole thing. It was a whole machloikis I had with someone once about making a special, you know, party on Erev. It was about making a special party on Erev Yontif, which I didn't think was the proper time to make a party. And so in the end, we mocked him at the night before, so that was okay. In other words, everyone agrees Thursday night's okay, even though Thursday night is technically Friday also. You know, you go to a wedding on Thursday night, and the ksuba, you know, it's late at night. It's B'shishi B'Shabbos. But still, that's okay. In other words, you can make special banquet Thursday night. But Friday morning is already not right. So that's what the Rambam says. So also, the Bosuda Mishnah B'Erev Shabbos, we call it Shabbos even in the morning. Then it says, Mutu Lechol Mishtos Ashatechshach. You could have a meal until the night. That's talking about a regular meal. You want to have lunch, right? So every Friday you have pizza lunch. So you want to have lunch. So normally you did it, say, earlier in the day, but you made a mistake, and you were busy. You were checking the Erev or something, and now you got a minute to eat some lunch. So you can eat lunch even late in the day. But because we passed it like Rabbi Yossi. But afopike mikvar hashava shiimna adam min amirchul mala. But it's still covered Shabbos. It's covered Shabbos to not have a suda min amirchul mala. So it means that it's better to have finished lunch if you're going to have a meal. Not if you're going to just have a little snack. You have a meal, so you should finish it before, in a day that goes from 6 to 6, you should finish it before 3:30.
Same thing with Cholmoy?
Same thing with Cholmoy. It means for Yontif, Erev Yontif.
The second day.
Yeah. Right. So the two... So basically, the three halachas the Rambam is telling you not to make any meal that's a sudash ein regila, even in the morning, like a special celebration. That could really be any day. So you want to make it. That's what. So you shouldn't do that. And. And then that was number one. And number two is if you want to eat a meal, you can eat a meal the whole suda regila, like regular lunch. You just didn't eat it yet. You can eat it up till shkia. But then the third thing the Rambam says, but still mitzvah limana. It's still a better thing not to have it from mincha on. Okay, so that's the number four. Divrei Rambam and Ogel Achil Barav Shabbos. And that's number five is the Magid Mishnah's interpretation. Tein Divrei Magid Mishnah, Bebir Divrei Rambam. That's how we explained it. Okay, good. Okay. And number six, Tein Shitas HaRan B'Inyan Isra Achila B'Erev Pesach. So the Ran has another Shita. He holds that Min HaMincha L'Mala can be Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola. So you shouldn't eat a suda on Erev Pesach from Mincha Gedola and onward. From Mincha Gedola and onward. And as he says, the round is what page?
Page 4, Rebbe.
Page 4? Okay. Page 4 it is. Yeah. Right, the Gemara has a discussion with it. It's Milchatan and Milchadola, it's Lo Ifshita, Hilchach, Midka, Milchumra, Adif. So it's better to be Machmer and already not to have a suda on Erev Pesach. So you shouldn't have the matzah shira ready from Mincha Gedola onward. And samuch l'Mincha Gedola. So you mean like chatzos. Chatzos onward, you shouldn't have any... So again, if you're... a Sephardi, so then it'll be, it means not to have egg matzah. For an Ashkenazi, so egg matzah, you know, you're not going to have anyway, pashtus. But Ashkenazi would mean still, like the Rambam says, even maybe if you still there's a nissen that the mamish to stuff yourself with things that even are not bread pas. In bread, you know, obviously it's chametz you can have. So that's the Rambam. So he says mincha dola. So then there's a Mariel. Mariel says, what about Sukkos? Mariel says on Sukkos, you shouldn't eat after Chatzos. Sarach nami v'lel rishon Sukkos, lechol korim Chatzos. Because you learn it out from matzah. The matzah, the verse says matzah, you can't have some mincha in the room. In other words, the Mariel is working with the Ran. That mincha means mincha gedola. So you can, and then we learn out, you know, halachas from matzah, from Pesach to Sukkos. So the Mariel says that you shouldn't eat a meal. So that's a big chumrah. We want to eat lunch on Erev Sukkos, you should make sure to eat it before Chatzos, according to the Mariel. And the Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah quotes this Mariel. What page Harav Katan?
The Mariel.
No, the Ramah. Ramah Hilchos Sukkah, is it in this packet? No. What? Page what?
No.
12.
639.3.
Sif Katan
Gimel.
Yeah. 639. Tafresh Lava Test, right? He writes. Lo yochol b'yom mechatzos la'elach k'dei sheyochol mesukah l'teyav mariel dum yudachiv es matzah. Right, so that's what the Ramah says, because the Ramah again is working with the Mariel, and the Mariel says that by matzah it's by erev Pesach it's chatzos, so erev Sukkah is also chatzos. Okay, no, so what's the problem? The problem is, what about in Hilchos Shabbos, in Tuf Ayin Aleph, the Ramah says, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you can't eat from Samach L'Mincha. Right? And the Ramah doesn't argue with that. So it's a Pella. This is the Kasha of the Mogen of Ram. It's a Pella. The whole Ramah's Machmir for Chatzos and Erev Sukkos. But an Erev Pesach, which is the source. Where does Sukkos get it from? Where does the Mariel get it from? From Pesach. But in Pesach, he doesn't paskin. Milch Gedol. He paskin Milch Tana. So why is he machmir for Erev Sukkos from Milch Gedol if the whole source is Erev Pesach? Back here with Kasha. So that's the kasha. In other words, it doesn't make sense to be machmir in Erev Sukkos if you're not being machmir in Erev Pesach, because the whole source on Erev Sukkos is from Erev Pesach. And if Erev Pesach you're being makel that it's samach l'mincha. Samach l'mincha ketana. So why should you be more machmir on Sukkos? The whole source of Sukkos is from Pesach. That based on the Mario, based on the Ram. So that is the question of the Heiligim Mogen Avrohom. See, Tzarech Yit, the Mario Pasach Avkeg V'Matzah. Lama Nachmir Tvei B'Sukkos. So it says, "Efshe the Pesach she'eno yochel v'chol pas rak matzah ashira ein masbir kol kach." He says, "Maybe because Pesach, you know, you can't eat regular bread, so you're not going to. So you only eat matzah, so you're not going to. It's not going to fill yourself so much. So you can eat it even later. But Sukkos, you can eat chametz, you can eat real bread. That's going to fill you up. So then we should take the chumr shita and be machmir from chatzos." But here it's so. Therefore, that's why we're more machmir. It's learned from matzah, but then at the end of the day, we felt that the Ramos feels that you don't have to be machmir so much for Erev Pesach, only Erev Sukkos. Yeah, Daniel Lavov and I did. Yeah, but it's the Kuri Yaakov. I don't know if I put it here in the thing. He said a different word. He says that because by Pesach you're only going to get to the meal much later. You know, first you have to say the whole Haggadah before you get to eat anything substantial on Pesach. You have to go through the whole Haggadah. Sukkos, you come home and make kiddush. You're ready eating. So therefore, the more machmir, that's the Bikur Yaakov. What can I say? The halo to Bikur Yaakov. Okay, now let's see the Alter Rebbe.
Page 23.
23, okay. See, if people are bucky in the...
I just have it in front of me.
It's okay. So I also do, but I still don't know where it is. What's doing in Muncie these days?
Baruch Hashem, we're okay.
Yeah, you're okay? Natan is good? Muncie is good?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, doing well.
Yeah, I like Muncie. It's good. I always say, if you live in Muncie, you don't have to go to the Catskills. You're putter from the mitzvah of going to the Catskills. You know, months it's ready. Yeah. Okay. So if that suda shirogel ba beisachol, maybe suda ketana, sheinu shom bishta, but then put the lochol b'chol hayom. I feel so much like sheicha. And when mitzvah limanim, you cover with chila shara asiris, kedesh yikadosh shabbos shu toif. And the lechel lishnas malikvut kviyasuda einu nimna the erev shabbos erev pesach hashach hashecha. I'd made a shmashus. Just erev pesach. So what is he saying? That suda shirogel ba. So then you could have the whole day, even some of Chulhan Sheikha, but still mitzvah limana. But if you can have something malik via suda, then it's mutter lachatchila even, right? The Kuntra Sacharan says, so he says that if it's balik v'yisuda, then it's mutter the whole day, even l'chatchila.
So he reads like the Magid Mishnah.
So therefore, if it's not kviya suda, or lechav lishtos balik kviya suda, ein nimna be'erev Shabbos ve'erev Yontov atcher hashecha. So that means that there's no mitzvah limana. Only mitzvah limana if you're gonna have a suda, you're gonna wash bread. But if you wanna eat without the kviya suda, then it's mutter. Even the chatchila till shkia. There's no mitzvah limana. And then, question 10, the Bir Halacha says, you have a rich person, and he always eats big meals. So you mean to tell me, so on a Tuesday afternoon, he's eating this big lavish lunch. So would you say, therefore, it's for him it's ragil, so maybe that should be mutter there for him on Friday also. Right? Because him, he's always having lavish meals. So let's see what the Bir Halacha 19. She ate a rogel in Me'achol, page 19. Bir Halacha. Afilim Osher b'Yosef. Osher b'Chol Yom Suda. Rechavak b'Chol B'Shabbos. B'Chol 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 B'Chol. He says no. But if you're in other words, you don't say, well, in other words, Suda Shravagalba means what most people are Ragalba. In other words, if you're a big veer, you're already eating these big meals, and you shouldn't. That doesn't mean, therefore, a Tuesday afternoon you're eating this huge meal, so then a Friday afternoon you could also, or Friday even Friday morning, you say you're not supposed to eat a Ragalba. So, but for him, he's Ragalba. No, it doesn't go bust on you. Because if it's a big meal, it's a big meal. So just because you eat, you're so rich, you eat the big meals Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, so therefore you can eat it Friday morning? No. Because you're not going to be nichnas l'teyavon, so it's still not right. So that's an interesting idea.
And this is
Kol Hayom,
right?
This is Kol Hayom, yeah. Yeah, because that is, I guess you go buser a lavish meal you should eat on Friday, even Kol Hayom. So you don't say, well, I eat a lavish meal every day. So no. But it's still a lavish meal, so you shouldn't eat it on Friday. So no lavish meals on Friday. If you have a bris mila, right, we're going to discuss even getting married on Friday, right? What's the halacha about that?
The famous case
with
the Ramah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was Friday night. Then Bir Halacha says, "Asor l'kvua, Roma l'asa sula kvua, fil pamachas v'mechayef." There's also a kvua v'erev Shabbos. Doesn't mean if you're going to do it derech kvias. Even if you do it one time in your life, it's also. You don't say, "Oh, Ratzolom Lasa Suk Vafil Pamachas Bimechayev." But it's also, it's also. You can say, "Okay, I'm not doing it on a regular basis. One time I'm going to splurge and make this big meal on Friday." No, even one time is also.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
If I could ask to clarify, if we pass on the Kribyasi, what's the actual source of this mitzvah leimana?
Yeah, if we pass it like Rav Yossi, that Ochel v'holach at shetechshach, so why is it mitzvah limana? Why is it mitzvah limana? So, it's a hider. I mean, where did the Rambam get it from?
Yeah.
Where did the Rambam get it? Let's see what is the Magid, let's see what the Magid Mishnah says. Well, the Gemara gave this talk about Suda She'ena Rikila. He says, "Katzal Abeforshim Avol Tishem Mutal Echol Eshetachshach Fil Haskel Nami Hanimil Tzachshah Avol Lasos Kach Tomid Lo De Mechzik Mizalzam De Kovet Shabbos." Okay, he asks you a question at the end, the Magid Mishnah. He says, "V'klos suga shenogba v'chol mitzvah l'imona v'teisha shosu v'fisha sover ha-beinu d'afogav t'chai v'lok rabi yosi d'olok l'olona t'afim v'lok v'ya suda." So he's saying that he's learning that rabi yosi to mean balik v'ya suda. So therefore, if it's a k'vik suda, then rabi yosi never meant that. But the pashas is not that way. Pashas says Rabbi Yossi meant it even with a kviyas suda, no? He said, the Magid Mishnah asks you, mamish your question, Rabbi Meir. He asks, mamish your question, on page 8. And he says, "Oh, Rabbi Yossi probably meant b'li kviyas suda, but kviyas suda b'yosim." But I don't know, that's not the Pashup Shad of the Gemara. Because if that was the Pashup Shad, then they wouldn't compare the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim to this Mishnah, to this whole machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi, because Mishnah Rabbi Sachim is talking about Kviyas Suda. This is B'li Kviyas Suda. So what does one thing have to do with the other? So the Pashtus is, it's even Kviyas Suda that he's making Rabbi Yossi. But it's still Mitzvah Limana. But he's saying, Avopi, that it's a Mitzvah Limana, it's still, you know, it's, yeah, like the Alter Rebbe writes on page 22. Suda shorogelba, bin adin mutter lochlem chol ayom, afil somuch hashecha, right? That's even, it's a suda, of a mitzvah limana, teshichan. So mitzvah limana. Well, you know what the real question is? Mayor, this is the real question you should ask me. So if you say like the Magid Mishnah, so then it's Miyushav, right? But I think the Magid Mishnah is schwer, because so let's say it's a special heder. But you know what's problematic to me? This is what's problematic. Usually, whenever the Rambam says an egen a chiddush, he says his own chiddush that's not in the Gemara, he always prefaces it by saying yiroyali. Yiroyali means I'm going to tell you a chiddush that's not in Shas. So l'chora, this is not beferish in Shas. So he should have said yiroyali, and he doesn't. And he doesn't. That's the nakuda. Is Kvod Shabbos Yimna. He should have said yiroyali should be Kvod Shabbos Yimna, because it's not beferish in the Gemara. It's not beferish in the Gemara that. Okay, it's Arachid. It's Arachid. Because it's not beferish in the Gemara. Okay, so the next question is number 12, is the Chasam Sofer. That's going to take longer to do. So I think we should stop here now. We did 11 questions today. So I always tell the Talmidim, is now you should, now we went through slowly each of the questions, and now you should digest it and review it and know exactly where the mocker is, where it is, what the, if it's a Gemara, if it's a Rambam, if it's a Tais, know exactly what the, it's if it's a mocker in Avram, it's good to know every mocker very clearly inside, know exactly where it is. This is around, so I give, 11 questions to digest. And then Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue doing another 10, 11 questions, Bez Hashem. Till we finish, and then we'll go on. Okay, Rabose? Let me say hello to everyone. Roey, good morning. And Akiva Poppers, how are you? When are you coming live? When are you going to come live, Akiva?
Hopefully soon. I think hopefully soon, yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the dorms right now.
Right, I'm saying you're already here.
Right.
Maybe if you were in Wyoming or something like that, I understand.
Yeah,
Moshe Carroll, Shlita, how are you? And Benjamin Averman, good morning. And the mayor, good morning.
Why is Rebbe wearing a mask today?
The reason I'm wearing, let me turn off the thing.